J-E-L-L. Oh!
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Who Put That Moon in the Sky? To go to market these days when fresh fruits and vegetables are so plentiful and so reasonable. And it's even grander to bring them home and serve them in tempting combinations with Jell-O. For Jell-O makes such appealing desserts, either plain or with the addition of fresh fruit. And Jell-O makes such cool, tempting salads, too. Since summertime is salad time, here are a few salads that you can make with Jell-O. Fresh peas, carrots, and cauliflower in a mold of shimmering lemon Jell-O served on crisp lettuce. Shredded cabbage, thin cucumber slices, and celery molded into lime Jell-O is another swell vegetable combination. Melon balls and orange slices in orange Jell-O makes a glorious fruit salad. Why, even those few people who say they don't like salads change their tune when your salad is made with Jell-O. Jell-O is such a help with hot weather menus that you'll want to call on it often for desserts and salads. But whether you serve Jell-O for dessert or salad, always be sure you get the real thing. Genuine Jell-O. Ladies and gentlemen, for his final voyage of the season, we bring you that worn-out captain of the good ship Jell-O, Jack Benny.
Well, Jell-O again. This is your old skipper steaming into port. Chug, chug. Well, Don, this is our last broadcast, the last time this season we'll be together. Kind of sad, isn't it?
Yes, Jack, it is.
Yep. And when you said I was worn out, you hit it. I tell you, Don, I'm so exhausted from the strain of broadcasting. Well, I can hardly stand up.
Why, you look all right, Jack. You seem to be standing there very firm and erect.
Well, that's because the laundry puts a lot of starch in my underwear. If it weren't for that, I'd crumple.
You would? Well, now let me ask you something, Jack. Why should you be so tired?
Why should I? Well, that's about the silliest question I've ever heard. Really, that is positively ridiculous. No, really, that is the epitome of well...
Well, what?
Epitome threw me there. Phil, did you hear what Don just asked me?
Sure. Why should you be so tired?
Why? Do you realize what 39 weeks in radio takes out of a man?
Well, you take something out of radio, don't you?
That's not the point. That doesn't tire me. It's those weeks of hard grinding labor.
Labor? Do you call what you do labor?
Well, I don't know what else you'd call it.
Now, look here, Jack. You only do one broadcast a week, don't you?
Yes, but I...
And that runs a half hour.
I know, but I read more lines than anyone else on the program.
We can't help it if you're a pig.
Now, look here, Phil.
And furthermore, out of the half hour, we do 15 minutes of music and song, don't we?
Yes, but...
And I take 2 minutes more to talk about Jell-O.
I know, fellas, but...
So, Mr. Tilly the Toiler, that leaves you exactly 13 minutes of work every week. Imagine, 13 minutes.
Well, 13 is unlucky, and you know it.
Wait a minute, Jack. We weren't talking about superstition.
Well, we are now. Now, I wish you two would stick to the subject.
Hey, what's all the excitement?
Oh, these guys. Hello, Kenny.
What's the matter?
Oh, Jack's complaining because he has to work 13 minutes a week.
Oh, yeah? Where's he working?
Right here, and so are you. For your information, Kenny, being on this program is very hard work.
You're fooling.
I am not.
Then I want a raise.
Well, I can't discuss business now. I'll think it over.
Better make it quick. I'm getting smart.
Oh, you are, eh? Well, there's an item for Ripley, isn't it?
I am not. Hello, Jack.
Hello. Well, Mary, this is our last program of the season. Are you glad?
Yeah. Gee, I'm so tired and worn out. I thought I'd never get here today.
You see, fella? You see what broadcasting does to you?
Not that. I was at the Trocadero last night.
Oh. Well, that's Clay. I'm tired from overwork.
We proved that you do very little work on the radio, Jack, so stop complaining.
Now, wait a minute, Don. What about my work in pictures? I forgot to mention that.
That's mighty white of you.
Yeah, well, how about that last picture I just finished where I had to get in and out of a barrel for hours and hours? I suppose that doesn't wear you out.
The barrel didn't look good either.
You would think of that, Kenny. Isn't he dumb, Mary?
I'll say. He's a regular Charlie McCarthy with blood.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Yes, sir. That's the best description yet.
And how?
Yeah, one thing about Kenny, he appreciates everything. Come in. Oh, now come in. Oh, well, it's our last program, folks.
Hiya, Buck!
Hello, Andy. Hello. Nice of you to drop in on our last broadcast.
Yeah, Buck, come over to get my diploma.
Well, you deserve one. But tell me, Andy, have you enjoyed working with us this past season and being one of our gang?
Sure have. And say, Buck, do you remember the first time I joined your program?
I certainly do. Why, what are you laughing at?
Remember how funny my voice used to sound?
Yes, yes, but that's a long time ago, Andy. What'd you do to cure it?
Well...
Quite a change. Quite a change. Tell me, Andy, what did you do to improve your voice?
I've been taking singing lessons. Me, 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 me. Me, me, me.
Have you got a good teacher, Andy?
Well, pretty good, but shucks. I'm still a long ways from the Metropolitan.
Well, Andy, what you need is a good rest like I do. I'm going to take a nice long vacation.
Where are you going, Buck?
Well, first I'm going to visit my hometown, Waukegan, and then I'm going to take a trip to Europe.
Europe, huh?
Yes, sir. Come here, I'll tell you all about it while Phil plays a number. I'll tell you, Andy, when... Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I want to take this opportunity of wishing you a very, very happy trip to Europe.
Well, thanks. Say, who are you?
The Queen Mary, Chug Chug.
I'd like to bump him into a dock. Play, Phil. Played by Phil Harris and his international musician. You know, folks, he's got a man.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. My boys are all Americans.
Oh, football players. I've been suspecting that right along. Well, Phil, just the same, I'm going to miss him. I sure am. You know, you won't be playing many more numbers this season, will you?
Telephone or musical?
Well, I'm not interested in your phone numbers. Say, I do all right myself. Don't I, Mary?
No.
Oh, yeah? Listen, I got the number of a girl last night who lives right on the same street as Carol Lombard.
I bet she's a mess.
Is that so? Lombard is beautiful, and you know it.
I wasn't talking about Carol Lombard.
Oh, I suppose she's not good enough for you. Well, listen, Carol Lombard is about the loveliest...
Quiet, you two punks.
Who was that?
Clark Gable.
Oh. I wish he'd stay home or I'd shut up. You know, that guy Gable swings a mighty wicked right.
He can swing it around me anytime he wants to.
Well, I think we better talk about something else.
Yes, I think so, too. Say, Jack, have you decided where you're going on your vacation?
Yes, Don, I finally made up my mind. I'm going to Europe.
To Europe?
Yes, that's about 5,000 miles from Carol Lombard's house. Yeah. Roughly.
What do you mean, roughly?
Gable just pushed me.
Why don't you push him back?
Because I want to go to Europe and shut up. Now, let's talk about something else.
I don't care. I'm not in it anyway.
Quiet. You know, Don, before I take my vacation, Mary and I are going down to Dallas, Texas, to appear at the Pan American Exposition. Nice of them to invite us, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was, Jack. When are you going to be there?
July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, said he, not realizing it was a plug. There's going to be big doings down there.
But Texas is a real He-Man state. What do they want with a guy like you?
Now, listen, partner. Sheriff Buck Benny is mighty well known down Dallas way. And they're going to give me a real rootin' tootin' western reception.
Is that so?
Yes, sir, and believe me, I can take it. Exceptin' for one thing.
What's that?
If they ask me to get on a horse, I'll die.
Jack.
No kidding, huh?
Jack, are you really afraid of riding a horse?
It's not the riding so much, Don. It's the result, you know.
Yeah, every time Jack gets on a horse, he has a hip hangover.
Now, that's a lie.
Say, Jack, when we get down there, I hope I meet a nice cowboy.
Oh, you probably will, Mary.
I hope he's good-looking and he likes me.
He will. Say, there's nobody as romantic as a Texas cowboy.
I'll bet he asked me to go out with him.
Oh, sure, sure.
Wow!
What happened?
He just kissed me.
Well, that's over. Now you don't have to go to Texas.
I do, too. I want another one.
Get ready, Texas.
Say, Buck!
Yes, Andy?
When you get down to Dallas, I wish you'd look up my Aunt Florabel.
Your Aunt Florabel? Is she down there?
Yes. She lives all alone, and she's the sweetest little old lady you ever met.
Well, I'll sure look her up. What does she do, Andy?
She's a blacksmith.
Oh, she runs a nag bootery. Is that it? Well.
Yeah, you ought to see her give a horse the hop foot.
Well, that'll be a treat. I'll sure look her up.
Oh, Jack, I got an aunt in Montreal.
In Montreal? Well, I'm going to Dallas.
She don't care.
And don't waste my time with a lot of nonsense. Every time you open your mouth, you take up a minute of nothing.
Smile when you say that, partner.
What?
There goes my race.
You said it.
Jack, if you're going to Dallas, when do you intend to leave for Europe?
Right afterwards, Don. And by the way, what are you going to do this summer?
Well, first I'm going to make a picture for Universal.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yes, and I won't be in a barrel.
You would if you could get in one. Well, Don, that won't keep you busy all summer. What else are you going to do?
Oh, I'm just going to stick around here and figure out some new ways of telling people about Jell-O.
Well, that's an idea, but after all, how many ways can you say strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime?
Well, I thought that maybe next year I could say it backwards like this. Lime, lemon, orange, cherry, raspberry, and strawberry.
Yes, that'll be a change I'd never recognize. And another thing, Don, if you want a radical change, instead of saying look for the big red letters on the box, say look for the large red letters.
Say, that's great.
Sure.
I know another switch he can make, Jack.
What, Mary?
Instead of saying Jell-O is twice as good as ever before, he can say Jell-O is twice as good as ever before.
Tweece? What does that mean?
I don't know. There goes my race, too.
I'll remember that. Say, Don, I've got another idea. Sing, Kenny. Now, look, Don, if you mention that it's economical... Oh.
comes the Sandman. Just close your tired eyes. Sun has gone to China. World is full of gloom, but pretty soon the moonbeams will tiptoe through the room. Weary little fellow should be sleeping sound. This is just the hour the Sandman comes around. Close your tired eyes. He's a grand old Slumberland man. He writes your lullaby. Here's a good night kiss from Father. And here's a hug so tight. Go to sleep. Here comes the Sandman just to say
Kenny Baker singing Here Comes the Sandman from his new picture, Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. And, Kenny, I'll bet you're glad it's all over for a while, huh?
Oh, I don't know.
Where are you going on your vacation?
Well, I got a new car, so I think I'll drive to Honolulu.
To Honolulu? You can't drive to Honolulu.
I can try.
Yes, yes, you can try.
You better take plenty of towels.
Well, I'm pretty blue today. You know, I don't know how you fellas feel about it, but I think it's a shame for this gang to break up. I mean, even for the summer. You know?
Yeah.
Gee, we've been together all these weeks, and, you know, I don't know, we've been so happy and congenial. I mean, it hasn't been just a cold-blooded business arrangement on our part, has it, Phil?
No, I haven't made a dime all year.
That's what I mean. It's deeper than that. It's not a question of dollars and cents and raises and salaries. Gee, with our little group, it's more like I'm the father and we're all one little happy family. What are you laughing at?
Where do we live, in Scotland?
Oh, you. I don't know, fellas. You know, we've been together 39 weeks and yet it seems like a dream. Gee, like something that never really happened. Something that didn't exist at all. But it did, didn't it?
Don't look at me!
Oh, maybe I'm just a sentimental old fool.
Yeah.
But, after all, we've, you know, we've been such pals, such friends. Oh, I don't know. Life is funny, isn't it? We're here, we're there. And yet, where are we?
Last time I heard, we were in Scotland.
Oh, there's certainly a lot of sentiment in this troop. Say, fellas, you know what we ought to do? This being our last program, let's tear up our scripts and make it a little informal party. You know, just a little fun among ourselves. What do you say?
Hootman!
Candy, if you don't behave, I'll pull up your kilties and give you a good spanking. No kidding, fellas. What do you say?
Okay.
Mary, look, Mary, how about you singing a song?
I will if Andy stays out of it.
That's an insult. I sang with Crosby.
Well, Crosby can take it. Come on, Mary, sing a song. Now, what's it going to be, Mary?
I'll sing The Love Bug if you don't watch out.
You'll sing it if we don't watch out. All right, Mary, we'll all join in. You know, a kind of a vocal omelet. Let's go. Hit it, Phil.
Love Bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go, here comes the bride.
That's what love is all about.
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go,
little old lady passing by.
That's what love is all about.
You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go crazy. You'll just la-di-da-di-da all day. If someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer,
I'm a little touched in the head.
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go,
way down upon the Swanee River.
That's what love is all about.
You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go crazy. You just la-di-da-di-da all day. If someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer,
blood on the saddle.
You don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go,
rah, 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 rah. Jello, jello, sit, boom, rah.
That's all that we care about.
Wasn't that good, fellas? Don't you feel happier? You see? You can't do anything to please this gang. No. Come in.
Oh, look who's here. Hello, Johnny.
Well, well, Johnny Green.
Hello, Jack and Mary.
Fellas, you all know Johnny Green, who used to be with us.
Sure. Hi, it's nice to see you.
Johnny, I want to congratulate you on the nice job you're doing on your summer show.
Thanks, Jack. And by the way, I brought over that arrangement you asked for. Do you want to go through with it?
Sure I do.
What is it, Jack?
Yeah, what do you got up your sleeve, Buck?
Well, I'll tell you, fellas, it's sort of a surprise. I've been practicing my violin for the past 10 weeks, and it's a secret. Even my neighbors don't know it.
They think it's the lawnmower.
Yeah, they do not. Anyway, I've been rehearsing and rehearsing, and Johnny made a special violin arrangement of a number he wrote called Body and Soul. And he's going to accompany me, aren't you, Johnny?
Yes, sir, and here's a copy of the music.
Thanks. Gee, these notes look kind of difficult.
That's the title page. Open it.
Oh. Oh. See, now it is difficult. Look at that jungle of notes there.
Say, Jack, have you got a piano here?
A piano? That thing over there in the corner isn't a pool table.
It isn't?
No.
I told my piano player that, but he talked me out of it.
Well, let's cut out the kidding. Do you want to hear me play the violin or not?
Yes, Jack, come on, play it.
All right, bring me my fiddle, Mary.
Okay, I haven't got a conscience anyway.
No, you don't have to worry. Well, are you ready, Johnny?
Yes, but look, Jack, when you come to that first crescendo, be sure and start out fortissimo and very stringendo bowing.
I see.
Yes, and then you grade off to a slight smortando.
To a slight smortando, mm-hmm. There. Well, shouldn't I arpeggio a bit?
That's irrelevant.
Oh, you're a lawyer, too. Well, all right, let's get started. Now, quiet, everybody.
Quiet!
Quiet on a set.
Thanks. Now, Johnny, be on the alert, because as a rule, you see, when I play a violin solo, I improvise quite a bit.
Just play this one the way it's written. Don't show off.
The way you talk, you think this was your program.
When you get through playing, anybody can have it.
All right, let's go on with it. I pick out the worst guest stars, don't I, folks? And now, ladies and gentlemen, with your kind attention, for the feature attraction of our last program of the season, I will play Body and Soul, written by Johnny Green, and especially arranged as a violin solo for me. I'm a little bit out of tune there, I think. Johnny, give me A, will you?
I know, Jack.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty close there, huh? All right, Johnny, body and soul. Violin arrangement there. Now you play something, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was a violin solo played by Johnny Green at the piano. But it wasn't bad at that. How did you like it, fellas?
And you talk about my singing. Play, Phil!
Homemade ice cream is a summer dessert that everybody enjoys, and here's a new way to make it. Use Jell-O ice cream powder and make richer, smoother ice cream right at home. And here's a more economical way to make the best homemade ice cream you ever tasted, too. For with Jell-O ice cream powder, you actually use less cream and get more ice cream. One package of Jell-O ice cream powder, some milk, cream, and sugar makes a quart and a half of velvety, rich ice cream. Twice as much as most other such ice cream preparations you can buy. And what ice cream Jell-O ice cream powder makes. Mellow and creamy with that wonderful old-fashioned homemade flavor. You make it right in the freezing trays of your refrigerator, or you can use an ordinary hand freezer and the results will be just as good. Jell-O ice cream powder comes in five flavors. Rich chocolate, real vanilla, strawberry, lemon, and maple. And there's unflavored, too, so that you can make any other flavor you're fond of. Serve ice cream made this better way for dessert soon. Order an assortment of Jell-O ice cream powder flavors from your grocer tomorrow.
This is the last number of the last program in the present Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again on Sunday night, October 3rd, with the same old gang. Thanks so much, Johnny, for coming up.
You're welcome, Jack.
In the meantime, I know you're going to enjoy the Jell-O summer program, which starts next Sunday, starring lovely Jane Froman, and including Freddie Leitner, Don Ross, and the music of D'Artiga.
Say, Buck, that sounds like a mighty fine lineup. Do you think there's a chance of squeezing me in there for a couple of hot courses a week?
No, Andy, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can listen to the program.
Okay, Buck, if I can't horn in, I'll tune in.
Well, that's great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking all of my listeners for their splendid support, my cast, and also the readers of Radio Guide, for again making it possible for me to win the 1937 poll. I also want to thank my authors, Bill Morrow and Ed Beloyne, who worked with me on the preparation of my material. Mary, do you want to thank anyone?
Well, if that cowboy in Texas is listening in, thanks in advance.
Good night, folks, and a happy summer vacation.
Next week for the Jell-O summer program starring Jane Froman with Freddie Leitner, Don Ross, and the music of D'Artiga. The Jell-O program will come to you from Hollywood over the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.